Talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, let's talk maybe first of all a little bit about a wrap-up on the crop. We've had a chance to visit with you several times during the course of the harvest season. We're officially 100% done now according to the state statistician and the latest crop weather update. And overall, you know, not as many bushels, but yet a pretty good quality crop this year.
Yeah, for us in Oklahoma, certainly not a year that we're excited about or proud about in regards of bushels just because of the severe drought situation. But overall quality is, you know, been really good. We've seen extremely high test weights. Protein has been, you know, way above average to extremely high in a lot of areas, so that's not going to be an issue for us. And as we're getting into the states north of us, we're finding that protein and test weight also is not an issue as well. I think up there they're having some higher yields in a lot of places. But looking at us from the hard red winter wheat region, certainly across the board from where we are in most years, certainly most all states are going to have significant losses because of the severe drought that we have been plagued with.
And overall, the quality, though, has been remarkably better, or significantly better, I guess maybe you should say, compared to a year ago.
Yeah, it has been. You know, test weight, it's kind of unbelievable. I thought we were going to see lower test weights just based on the kernels being shriveled up from the drought. And we did have smaller kernel sizes, no doubt, here in Oklahoma. I think that that's something that we might see concern with here in the future. I think we might see mills, you know, start to maybe hammer on that just a little bit. But the fact of the matter is that the overall test weight, even of it, though, was extremely high. And so quality just has not really been a concern for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit about U.S. wheat coming up just a few days from now. Summer meeting, an exciting time for Oklahoma with it being in our state, but also celebrating with Don Schieber as the chair of U.S. Wheat.
Yes, you know, we're very proud to be able to host U.S. Wheat here in Oklahoma. It's always an exciting time whenever we get to bring our national boards in to our states to show them what we're doing. The meeting will be going on in Tulsa through July 18th this weekend, and we're just very excited to have the other 19 member states that make up U.S. Wheat come to Oklahoma and discuss the things that represent all wheat producers on a national level with the U.S. Wheat Associates.
Issues, key issues. I know that in particular, we continue to, almost every meeting between U.S. Wheat, NOG, the issue of biotech comes up. That continues to be the subject, right?
Yes, and I think that's where it's very important for us to have our leadership from Oklahoma at a national level. You know, we see things a little bit differently here in the southern region states than they do up in the northern states. And we're in a little bit different situation right now with our public breeding program maybe as compared to some of the other states. Not to say that we can't be maybe in a situation a few years from now that'll be different too, but we have some very good releases that are coming out through our public breeding program at Oklahoma State University. And while I think that, you know, biotech wheat is something we're probably going to need in the future to feed an ever-increasing population, I think that the producers here in the Southern Plains have really been adamant that they have funded the public research program for the past 40 or 50 years. And so they have really wanted to make sure that anything we have in regards to germplasm or any type of transfers or exchanges with anything out of our public breeding programs, that the viability and safety of that be maintained, so we have access to that at all times, and also that you know, we have something that's going to be cost effective for producers out there.
Chief Executive Officer of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.